Hello.
Hi, Bianca.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the call and happy Wednesday. My name is Richard and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, Bianca?
Yes, I am.
Can you provide me with a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct a survey with you, ma'am, real quick?
Okay.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, you're Bianca Martinez, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. You are in the state of Vegas, right? I'm sorry, Nevada.
Nevada, yes.
Nevada, thank you. We got the same last name, Bianca Martinez. Tocayos. Okay, in what year you were born, Bianca?
93.
You're still young, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Yes.
I know it's a long wait off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, ma'am?
I will certainly vote.
Thank you very much. On your own words, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, don't know. Okay, thank you so much. Let me just go ahead and put this here. Don't know. Thank you. And now thinking about the 2020 presidential election, Bianca, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who they plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you will vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. Will it be for Donald Trump?
0.
And for Biden?
100.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the election this November and the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Republican candidate or Democrat candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Okay, and if the elections of U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Democrat.
And who do you trust more if it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democrat Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party, ma'am?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Okay. Do you strongly agree with someone agree about President Biden should prioritize work permits for and temporary protection for undocumented immigration to relieve pressure in cities and states experience in increase in the arrivals of migrants? Is it strongly agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens, ma'am.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. And now I'm going to go ahead and ask this here. I'm going to read you a list of statements, different kinds of immigrants. Ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background check and have been living and work in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as a farm workers. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, ma'am?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform and make you more or less or likely to vote in the 2024 election. Now, a program that grants more work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work centrally, jobs, and contribute to our economy in the country, is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you?
More likely.
And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, who most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, protect her from deportation. Is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you, ma'am?
More likely.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're almost done on this, and I really appreciate it for your time. Please indicate if you are concerned or some concern, a little concern about Donald Trump and Republican has proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps and near the border and massive rates to deport millions of migrants. Is it very concerned to you or a little concerned to you? Not at all.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrat has failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is it very concerned to you or a little concerned? Not at all.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans are racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading more hate in our community. Is it very concerned to you? A little concerned? Not at all.
Very concerned.
Okay. And Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you? A little concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And last on this question will be, I'm going to read you a different approach as President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and would like to, for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay?
Okay.
It says here, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. Is the Biden approach much closer to you or Trump approach much closer to you, ma'am?
Joe Biden's approach.
Okay. Now, and after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November election. If election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented in this country without papers? And what is your relation to them? Are they your family members, friends, acquaintances, or coworkers, ma'am? Or none?
Family, friends.
Family, ma'am. Family. Thank you very much. And as a typical week, do you use any of these following sources to get your news and information? Is it Instagram, Newsmax, YouTube, Spanish language radio program, Fox News, TikTok, MSNBC, Univision, Facebook, or WhatsApp?
Everything.
Everything. Oh.
So Facebook, Instagram,
thank you,
YouTube.
Much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions more for statistical purposes, ma'am. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
From Mexico.
Mexico. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico, ma'am?
United States.
Thank you. Well, either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish? More English and Spanish? Spanish and English equally?
Spanish and English equally.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what now?
What was that question again?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Thank you. We're almost done on this. Will you call yourself as a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
A strong. Thinking as a political term, what would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I will not know how to answer that question.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school. Thank you. Now, what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Bianca.
Bianca. Thank you. Thank you for your time, Bianca. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Then we already done with your survey. Thank you so much for your valuable time, Bianca. It has been a pleasure. God bless you and your family. Thank you very much. And thank you for your valuable time. You have a great evening and enjoy your dinner, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.